And we understand the importance of our school and create endless opportunities, and strongly believe that though our art curriculum allows children time and space to be creative, exploring art through many different forms is key. We encourage children across the primary school to explore art through various ways: drawing, painting, printing, collaging, and of course using different textiles. All children have art sketchbooks, which allows them to develop and build these skills year upon year, and this knowledge is then displayed across a unit where they apply their skills to a final piece, and they can finally evaluate their work or with their peers.
Hello Year 5, thank you for joining us today to talk about your art for this week's art podcast. Can you talk to me a little bit about your learning?
In this lesson we learned about who Peter Thorpe is and what kind of art he does. And he is an artist who creates art based off of space. And he was born on the 9th of November 1957 in Portland, Oregon, which is in America. After college, he became an illustrator and book cover artist. He has a lifelong love of space science. Many famous authors have bought his artwork.
And would you be able to tell me about the new vocabulary that you've been focusing on?
Some of the vocabulary we're doing is about background and foreground. Our foreground's like our rockets we've been doing, making out of chalk, and our background's the spacey art we're doing. And we have more contrast and highlights just to make it a bit brighter. And in a shape a bit, it's rounded and angular to make it look like a rocket, and the paint colours.
Fantastic, thank you very much. Could you talk to me very briefly around the work that you've done on looking at Peter Thorpe's artwork?
So we were looking at his art and we would like to describe it. So in this
okay, so can you talk to me now about how you've used your sketchbooks to inform, plan and develop your ideas?
So because we've been doing space art in our lesson in Year 5, we started doing a sketch plan with our sketch pencil. So mine was a blue planet, and I had asteroids going towards it. That helped me plan for the big painting we've been doing weeks after. So we did chalk for our rocket and paint in the background for our foreground.
Hello Year 3, you have been learning this half term about art drawing. Can you talk to me about the vocabulary that you've been learning about?
The crosshatch is a method of a line drawing for a light shadow. Stippling is a pattern of small dots used from a sketch pencil.
Perfect.
Silhouette, which is an image of a person, animal or a scene. Tone is a lightness or darkness of a colour.
Fantastic. And can you talk to me about any of the different pencils that you've used during your unit?
H, which is hard, B, which would be black, B, which is fine, and HB, which is hard black.
Fantastic, thank you. And what did you notice about using the different pencils? Did they help you with your artwork?
Yes, they did very much. So if you used stippling, you'll make them darker, or crosshatch, you'll make them lighter if you use the light one.
Fantastic, thank you. Can you talk to me about the artist study that you have been completing in your art lessons this half term?
Timna Jurek Ashfaq was born in 1927 to 2013. She grew up in the South Baffin Island at a camp area known as Akirasag in Arctic Quebec. This links with our geography unit in polar regions. She experienced semi nomadic hunting lifestyle, living in igloos and skin tents. Did you know that Kemajuk is best known for her famous print, The Enchanted Owl, 1960, and this was later reproduced as a stamp?
Wow, that's really interesting that her artwork was used as a stamp. I love that. So, can you tell me a little bit more about how you created the silhouettes in your art lessons?
What we did is we used a mirror to see the other half. So we put the mirror at the end and we saw what it said and then we drawn that part of it. And then we also used the different pencils to use kind of different tones to kind of to do the thing. And after we learned how to do half of it, we learned to do all of the whole picture, and we used all the different things like shading and stippling and crosshatching and using crosshatch.
That sounds really fantastic. So all of your skills that you learned at the beginning of your unit, did you apply those into your final piece of work?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Year 3. Well done.